I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me.
Imagine, if you will, two people are in the mood. The problem is they don't know each other. Well, there's an app for that. Actually, a new wave of mobile apps, or sex apps. Before we start, a warning to listeners. The next 7 minutes of the program are not explicit or graphic, but do acknowledge the existence of sex and body parts commonly concealed by swimsuits. Sex apps are not for finding a date. Rather, they're for an anonymous, zipless hookup, skipping the requisite hours of flirting, dining, and wooing. One app, Pure, is based on the popular on-demand car service Uber. Pure is minimal. It asks for gender, age, appearance, and a few other logistical bits of information. Kevin Roos is a writer for New York Magazine. He covers technology and business. His story on this is called No Frill Thrills, The Rise of Minimalist Sex Apps. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Is there a critical mass of people using these apps? Because there have to be a lot of people kind of in the pool in order for it to work.
I think there is. Pure is the sort of newest arrival on the scene, as you mentioned, and so I don't know how. They haven't released any of their user numbers, but Tinder is right now one of the more popular apps in the Apple App Store. It is a dating app, a so-called dating app that is used both for traditional dating and for to find quick hookups. And basically how it works is you see photos of people who are near you in the vicinity of where you are, and you either swipe them left or right on your screen depending on whether you think they're attractive or not. And if you swipe someone who swipes you back, then you're a match, and it gives you each other's contact information and allows you to communicate via text. So these services are taking off. They're massively popular, especially among college-aged and people in their 20s.
Kevin, personal ads can be notoriously inaccurate. Are people being truthful about themselves? Are they posting their own pictures or pictures of them within the last decade?
Well, it's hard to know, but the advantage of some of these apps, like Tinder and one that's called Bang with Friends, which works on the Facebook platform, is that these use pictures that are on your Facebook profile. So these are not, doctored photos that you can, if you're an overweight middle-aged man from, you can't post a picture of Jake Gyllenhaal on your profile because everyone will know that's a fake. So I think there are some safeguards to make sure that people are actually representing themselves fairly.
Now, anonymous sex can be dangerous, and advertising for it can be dangerous. Are these apps any safer than any of the other methods that people have used that have caused some problems in the past?
They claim to be. The claim is that since these are using mobile apps, and since a lot of them use your Facebook friends, so it'll show you friends of your Facebook friends, that these are part of a sort of extended network of people that maybe you don't know, but you have friends in common, so it's safer in that way. People certainly feel safer about them. They're signing up, women, men, people of all sexual persuasions are using these to find sexual partners. So people are getting more comfortable with it, I think.
Is there a big market for these sex apps? Is this turning into a business?
Absolutely. Tinder is backed by IAC, which is the giant media conglomerate that owns Match.com as well. We've seen Match.com and OkCupid and other sites like that churn out millions of dollars in revenue a year. None of these apps are subscription-based at the moment, but they do have plans to start charging for some of their services. Pure, for example, in order to send out a request to say, hey, I'm here and I'm ready to have sex, you have to pay, I think it's $10 to do that for 24 hours.
I wonder if it would be like the old ladies' night. Women get in for free, but men have to pay.
I mean, it's a good idea. The challenge of these apps is that you have to make them appeal to women as well. Grindr was sort of the first entry into this market, and it was used predominantly by gay men. That's been around for at least 5 years and has been used frequently, but so far it's been very hard to convince women to sign up for these services. It's a little beyond most of their comfort zones, and so what you're seeing with apps like Pure, with Tinder, is that these apps are being marketed expressly to women to try to make them feel comfortable, make them feel empowered, and make them feel like they know a little bit that they'll have safety in these encounters.
Are Pure and Tinder also setting aside space for same-sex couples, or is it already being covered by other apps that are already out there?
They are. They're to my knowledge, they're both they both accept same-sex couples, and they're pretty useful. I've never signed up for either of them, but I have friends who are on Tinder and who have used it to get, you know, multiple dates a week by people that they're meeting on Tinder. You know, Tinder claims to have started several dozen marriages already. I mean, these things are can be written off as sort of cheap hookup apps, but a lot of people are actually finding that they're a better and easier way to meet people than the sort of more traditional dating sites.
And your friends who have used them have had some good luck, Kevin?
They have. They have rave reviews. I helped one of my friends set up a Tinder profile the other day, and within a couple days she had gotten you know, four or five requests, and she had set up meetings with some of them and been chatting with others. I mean, basically what you're talking about is a stripped down version of a traditional dating site. So there's no profiles. You don't have to spend a lot of time being witty or funny. It's a lot about physical attraction, but it's also a very quick way to get past all of that and just start chatting with someone directly.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, for some people who don't have the time or the patience for a traditional dating site, this can be
something. This will do it for them. Hey, Kevin Roos, thank you very much. Kevin's a writer for New York Magazine. His story on this called No Frill Thrills, The Rise of Minimalist Sex Apps.